So I thought we'd kick things off by just chatting about how Oxoba works, how the whole concept came about and how people kind of get on board. How does it work?
How does it work? Okay. Well, Oxoba started about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was started by a brainstorming team from the fundraising group, and they chatted about how they could raise awareness for life education, how they could also, of course, raise funds for life education. So the idea popped up that why don't we do a challenge campaign, you know, and so they talked about what to do, and they came up with the idea of losing alcohol for 31 days, because alcohol is one of the big issues that we face with kids in school today. And so they came up with the idea of losing the alcohol. They said, okay, so when are we going to do it? What month can we do it in? And some bright spark in the room said, Oxoba! And so Oxoba was born.
I love it. I love it. I love when people come together and do those crazy brainstorming meetings. I feel like the best things are always born from those.
They are, definitely.
Now, life education, you guys do a lot of work in schools, obviously, yes. And a lot of work with very young people. What are you seeing today as being some of the biggest challenges we have with our attitudes towards alcohol, you know, amongst especially our young people?
Well, the young people these days are actually drinking less and starting later in life to go on to alcohol. However, the risky drinking is still a big issue. And so we need to try and work harder at facing that issue and how we deal with that and how we teach kids to handle that, how we empower them to make the right choices in regards to alcohol.
What do you think is an appropriate age to start teaching kids about alcohol and drugs?
We generally start late primary and early high school. Mm. The program we do preschool program, we do primary school program, and we do early high school. The lower grades is more about nutrition, healthy eating, healthy lifestyles, and having good relationships so that you make good friends and you have people around you that can support you. So that's for the preschool and early primary, but probably later in primary school
is when you should really start having those conversations.
It's when kids are aware of what people around them are doing and also aware of advertising. So
advertising is a big one that I've noticed a lot of recently, and I'm like, oh, don't know how I feel about that. But I think we all remember Healthy Harold being in our school car park once or twice a year. I think I've read a statistic somewhere more than 6 million Australians have
exactly. So in the last almost 40 years that Healthy Harold and Life Education have been visiting schools, we've seen approximately 6 million Australians, which is really amazing. And your response there about remembering the van and Harold, when we ask our graduates, the first thing they say, what do you remember about life education? Oh, the van in the car park and Healthy Harold. Whether it's the robot Harold or the puppet Harold, but they all remember Harold. Mm. And they also remember the messages, which is important.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing. So how many people are we seeing take part in Oxoba? How many people are getting involved?
Well, in the last 5 years, we've had about 20,000 Oxoberites taking part over that time. I'm proudly call myself an Oxoberite. This year, we've had just under 2,000 sign up so far. And so we've still got a few days to go before Oxoba actually starts on the 1st of October. So, and I keep calling it Oxoba. I can't refer to it as anything else.
I love that. That's fantastic. That's awesome. So the whole point is to raise money.
Yes.
And raise money for the organisation. Yes. Where does the money go? What does it support?
Well, all the money that we raise is used to help life education go out to the kids and see more kids across Australia. As I said earlier, we see about 700,000 kids across Australia, but we'd really like to see more. And this would help us see more. We've got a lot of messages to take out there, a lot of important messages to take out there. We want to teach kids how to be healthy, how to make the right choices about their health so that they can reach their full potential.
What would be your top tips for Oxoba?
The top tip?
Yeah.
To offer yourself as the designated driver for all of your friends.
You and you charge them. Yes, you can start friend Uber driving. This is the best. This is the best. One thing that I saw when I was kind of looking into Oxoba was the get out of jail free kind of passes.
Yes.
The buy a pass, which is fantastic because...
Well, it is because people's... We're going to have a party, a birthday, a wedding, maybe something that they want to celebrate or commiserate. Exam results during the 31 days of Oxoba. So we offer them the opportunity of buying a leave pass, $25. So you can either buy it for yourself, better still get one of your friends to buy it for you and you can have a night off. Wouldn't be a good idea to buy 31 of them, but just one.
No. No,
but if one or two during the month, I think is a really good idea. Just, you know, helps you get through the month sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how do people get involved? How do people sign up?
Well, it's pretty simple. They go to the website, which is www.oxsober, that's OCSOBER.com.au, and they sign up. It's a very simple process. Then they can create a team, invite their friends to join them and challenge one another. And then they invite their friends and family and colleagues to sponsor them and raise funds.
Amazing. And I got to say, if you are joining a team, I want to know your team name. There are some good team names out there this year. So the Young and the Scotchless was my favorite. So I want to know everyone's team name. You got to tweet us at 2SER. That's all I'm really, you just got to think of a cool team name, really.
I think that's a brilliant idea. We can challenge them to the best team name.
Best team name gets a shout out. There we go.
Definitely.
Paula, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks very much for the opportunity.